Louisiana, Nebraska, Southern California. What do these places have in common? Believe it or not, law enforcement officials have investigated and arrested hundreds of individuals involved in sex trafficking in the last few weeks alone. The mainstream media does all it can to suppress information related to sex trafficking, pedophile activities of business people, government officials, and Hollywood stars. Slowly but increasingly, the light is shining on the child predators among us. Stay tuned for my conversation with researcher and journalist Liz Croken in this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things. Of shoes and chips and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. You can listen to Soaring Eagle Radio on the Global Star Radio Network Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and on WTTP-FM. Saturday and Sunday evenings, you can check the schedule for exact times, WTTPFM.com. My guest today is Liz Croken. She is an award-winning investigative journalist, author of Malice, and a regular contributor to the Hagman & Hagman Report. Welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio, Liz.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you on, and this is a tough subject to broach and talk about, but as we were discussing before we went on air, it's a subject that needs to be discussed, and it needs to be discussed openly, and it really needs to be discussed down at the local level among the local townspeople, in the local churches, in the local businesses. This is such a widespread subject, and folks, what we're talking about is sex trafficking, we're talking about pedophilia, and we're talking about these activities going on at the highest levels of our government. And that's something that, I'm just going to give God the credit for it, Liz, because this curtain has really, it hasn't just been pulled back so that we can see all of this. It has just been ripped back, and it's fully exposed, in my opinion, for anyone who has eyes to see. It is out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is out there like it's never been out there before. We saw a dramatic shift in public awareness happen after the Podesta emails came out.
Yes.
And in the Podesta emails that were leaked to WikiLeaks, potentially by Seth Rich, which is, I believe, why he was murdered, but we can get into that later.
Yes.
When those emails were released, in those emails, we learned that John Podesta and his close allies had all these emails where they were using code words that are FBI identified pedophile code words. Okay. So look, there have been a lot of people that have known about sex trafficking. They have known about the elite pedophile rings for a really long time. I think that people weren't aware of it on a mass level because so many people involved in it are in positions that should be exposing this and covering it up. For example, the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And because they're involved, they're covering it up. And it wasn't until the Podesta emails where the public really understood, oh my gosh, this is real. Mm-hmm. This is happening. And this is rampant. And the pedophilia and the sex trafficking is happening at our highest levels of government. And that is when there was a shift, I believe, with the public. There definitely was a shift with me. I'm very passionate about sex trafficking because I was a sex crime victim myself. So I've been doing advocacy work for sex crime victims for years now. And I knew that sex trafficking existed. I knew that pedophilia existed. And I knew that satanic ritualistic abuse existed. However, what I did not know is how rampant it is. And look, I work and live in Hollywood, and I've worked and lived in Hollywood as an investigative journalist covering entertainment for a very long time. And I know that the pedophilia goes on in Hollywood, and I knew that pedophilia went on within our government. However, I even didn't know how rampant it was, how bad it was, and how real it was until the Podesta emails were released. And that's when I realized not only is this happening and it's rampant, but these are not lone wolf pedophiles operating within our government or Hollywood. These are massive operations. These are massive pedophile rings. And these people are highly sophisticated, and their operations are highly sophisticated, and there's a lot of money behind them, and they are massive operations, and they are going on right underneath our very noses. And people didn't really have a comprehension of that until the Podesta emails came out, and thank God they did.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Thank God they did, Liz. And the timing of them was interesting. And the reaction of the media at the time, I recall when they came out, I was thinking, oh, my goodness, this is huge. This is going to, it most certainly is going to sink the Clinton presidency. She is tied to this man and had been for decades. But they spun it in such a way and attempted to bury it so that it didn't see the light of day, and didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to refer to it, and anybody that brought it up was essentially muzzled, weren't they?
Oh, not just muzzled. Anyone that brought it up was fired. They were put on a leave of absence. They were threatened. They were intimidated. We had a local CBS reporter, Ben Swan. He did a 2-minute segment on the Podesta emails and how they used all these code words such as pizza, pasta, walnut sauce. Mm-hmm. And he asked legitimate questions about these emails. Like, what do these code word means? Like, how come James Elefantis, who's good friends with the Podestas, why does he have a public Instagram page where he uses pedophile, not even pedophile code words, he used real pedophile words such as chicken lovers on his public Instagram page and posted photos that were sexually exploiting children so bad to the point that he couldn't even include these photos in his report. And he, you know, I've watched his report. He was the first one in the mainstream media that raised some questions about the Podesta emails in terms of the pedophilia and the sex trafficking. The guy's social media accounts were immediately suspended and or deleted, and he was thrown on a leave of absence for months.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We are living in a state that is basically running the media as if it was Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
People in the mainstream media that attempt to expose real corruption, the truth behind Seth Rich's murder, sex trafficking, real stories, they are murdered, they are threatened, they are intimidated, they are censored, and they are fired. Okay?
Yeah.
And we first starting to see the severity of how bad things have gotten and how corrupt our press has gotten about a year ago, okay? And I want to say the most, one of the most poignant examples of this kind of crazy censorship that's going on was when we saw David Seaman from the Huffington Post and Dr. Drew, who had a show on CNN, the headline news, CNN headline news. They both got fired for raising questions about Hillary Clinton's health. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hillary Clinton was running for president of the United States. The woman cannot get out a full sentence without hacking loogies and coughing hysterically. Mm-hmm. And the woman had a seizure and fainted on video. Yeah. Yet if a journalist raises questions and concerns about her health, they get fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are living in a state where we do not have free press. We might as well be Cuba, because our media is completely state controlled.
Yes.
It's state run. It's run by the CIA.
Yes.
It's run by the deep state. And God forbid anyone speaks the truth about Syria, sex trafficking, Hillary's health, you name it. If they speak the truth and they drop a truth bomb that the deep state does not want you to reveal, you will be punished.
Yeah.
I have dealt personally with some very severe censorship, intimidation. I've been attacked. You wouldn't even believe some of the things that I have dealt with for trying to expose the truth about the Clintons, Seth Rich, and sex trafficking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible I'm still alive, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I think that I'm getting so loud and I'm starting to get such a big following that if they killed me at this point, I'd become a martyr. And I think the movement would only get bigger. And I think it would only wake more people up to the fact that the stuff is real.
Yeah.
Sex trafficking is real. And it's going on. And it's going on at our highest levels of government, period.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've seen an uptick in news stories, people covering this, organizations being willing to step out and talk about this since Donald Trump has become president. He's not messing around with this, is he?
So, President Donald Trump, I've been in journalism for 2 decades, and I got really sick because of the sexual assault that was committed against me a few years ago. So I had to step out of the business for a while. I was too ill to work full-time. And I started getting back involved in journalism about a year ago. And I've gone back and forth doing entertainment and politics for years. But I strategically got back into politics and covering the election because I knew that they were lying about Donald Trump. I had known Donald Trump for years. I had covered Donald Trump for years. I'd known his family, not well, but I had interviewed Ivanka. I'd met the sons. I had, you know, been at events with Donald Trump. I used to cover The Apprentice. And I knew that they were blatantly lying about him. I mean, they weren't even, you know, just spinning things to make him look, you know, negative or bad. They were just flat out lying about him.
Yeah.
And it made me sick. And I couldn't believe how corrupted the media had gotten because, again, I've been in journalism for a very long time and it's always been corrupt and it's always been slanted. But I'd never seen it this bad. And so I literally got back into journalism because I couldn't stand the lies that they were spewing about him and I wanted to get the truth out there. And because I've been blessed with skills as an investigative journalist and because I had a platform to reach a lot of people, I felt a moral obligation to tell the truth about him and the truth about the Clintons. You know, they were lying about the Clintons in a positive way to make her look positive.
Right.
And they were lying about Trump to make him look like the devil. So I started writing about, you know, Trump, the Clintons, and just telling the truth about both candidates. And my stories did really well and they went viral. But one of the reasons why I felt really compelled to expose the truth about both candidates is because I knew that that Donald Trump, I'm calling him Donald Trump because then he was the candidate, I knew that candidate Trump would go after the pedophiles. I knew that a very long time ago. I knew that he knew about the sex trafficking. I knew that he knew about the pedophilia. I knew that he knew about Jeffrey Epstein's Island, Bill Clinton, you know, Hillary Clinton's ties to sex trafficking, Anthony Weiner, you know, that whole perverted crew.
Right.
I knew he knew about it, and I knew that he would do something about it. And that's part of the reason why I worked so hard to get the truth out about President Trump and the Clintons. And he never came out and said it, that he was going to go after pedophiles, but just by my researching him, I knew he would, all right?
Yeah.
Sure enough, after he gets elected, all of a sudden, we start seeing massive arrests, massive pedophile rings being broken up. One ring in California, they arrested almost 500 pedophiles.
Amazing.
Okay, we have never seen arrests like this in my lifetime. There's never been so many pedophiles arrested, and it's hard to get concrete numbers on this because since our government is involved in the trafficking of children, and I want to make this clear, not everyone in government's bad, and not everyone in government's a pedophile, and not everyone in government is involved in sex trafficking, but there are a lot of people in government that are involved in sex trafficking, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So the government has put out a lot of propaganda, and they've put out some numbers that I believe are erroneous. And I also have sources that have told me that they don't reveal sex trafficking numbers or sex trafficking problems within the United States because they don't want people to know in the United States that it happens here. And that's because the government's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get really good concrete numbers. But from the numbers that I have seen and I've studied, I mean, we're seeing an increase in sex trafficking busts by like hundreds in terms of percentage wise. Like, I mean, they've gone up dramatically. And I believe since President Trump has been sworn in, we're probably at least at 6,000 pedophiles that have been arrested in the United States.
Wow.
Most of them involved in rings, in pedophile rings, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when he got elected, it was like overnight, all of a sudden, the authorities are going after pedophiles. And that's because Trump gave the good people in government, the, you know, ICE and the police and people on the local level, the green light to not only go after these pedophiles, but to go after them hard. And the reason why they hadn't been going after them hard in the past is because they were told to stand down.
Yeah.
Okay? Not only were they told to stand down, we have people that have been put in positions of power who are not protecting children who are being raped by pedophiles. They're protecting the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They're not protecting sex crime victims. They're protecting the pedophiles. And they literally were put in positions of power, such as police detectives, judges, members of the FBI. And again, not everybody, but certain people in government were put there to push the pedophile agenda and to protect pedophiles. And I can tell you, as a sex crime victim myself, because of my own experience, I have dealt with members in the police, members, judges, DAs. I have dealt personally with people who refused to investigate my sex crime, despite giving them hundreds and hundreds of pages of evidence, despite bringing a lawyer with me, despite proving without a shadow of a doubt that this happened, despite even having a confession from the sexual predator who attacked me, admitting to doing what he did, I could not get anyone to do jack, okay?
Shameful.
So I know for a fact that this stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the time when no one was willing to investigate my sex crime, I didn't realize that all this is not an accident. I'm not just dealing with a few incompetent cops or bad apples. This is strategic. There are people that are put in positions of power that are strategically protecting pedophiles so they can continue to do the sex trafficking. And what drives these people is money, because sex trafficking is the most lucrative business on the black market. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So overnight, Trump gets elected, all of a sudden all these pedophiles are getting arrested. And, you know, I get haters that, you know, tweet me and stuff, and they're like, it has nothing to do with Trump. It has something to do. No, it has everything yes. to do with Trump, okay?
Right. Yeah.
And I knew that. And then finally, a few weeks after he was sworn in, President Trump gave a listening session at the White House saying, we are going after pedophiles. We are going after sex trafficking. And in the past few weeks, there's been a huge increase in the number of arrests with pedophiles. And he said, believe me, that's not a coincidence. We are going after them. He flat out said, I'm going after these people. He's talked about it. He's tweeted about it. His staff has talked about it. Ivanka's held meetings about sex trafficking. Kellyanne Conway's tweeted about it. And we had Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions meet with 1,500 law enforcement officers about 2 weeks ago to pump them up and to train them to go after the sex trafficking rings. This is all happening because of Trump and only because of Trump. If he did not win, we would not be seeing these massive arrests. We would not.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, Liz. And there are some other connections here, and I appreciate you writing about these. Well, let's talk about the whole Seth Rich situation, the murder of Seth Rich, and the fact that, from my perspective, Liz, it sure looked like the power brokers, the shadow government, however you want to define or describe them, it looked like they were going to get away with this momentarily. The mainstream media was just kind of sweeping it under the rug, as they usually do situations that reek and have a lot more story to it than what they want mm-hmm. to provide us. And so they tried to do that, but you got on the trail and you really, really turned up the ground on this. And so first of all, I applaud you for doing that. But let's talk about Seth Rich, and let's take it from when you first got involved with that. And what drew you to that in the first place, I guess, is the question.
Well, my priority is sex trafficking, because I'm a victim, because I know victims, because I know it's real. I have very close friends that have been the victims of SRA and sex trafficking. So that's my passion. I take it personally. It's my number one top priority to expose sex trafficking and take down these pedophiles, okay? But I also believe in investigative journalism and exposing the truth and getting real news out there and exposing corruption. And I've always been interested in Seth Rich's murder, because it's very obvious to me it was a hit.
Yeah.
It was a deep state hit. He was murdered because he was the leaker that was leaking emails to WikiLeaks. My interest, though, really peaked a few weeks ago when it came out that there was more proof that he indeed was the leaker who leaked, at the minimum, the DNC emails, which there was a few batches of emails that have been leaked, and you know, no one knows for sure who leaked them, but I do believe, without a shadow of a doubt, Seth was responsible for leaking at least one batch of emails. And there, so there were the DNC emails and there were the Podesta emails that were leaked to WikiLeaks. I believe that he was responsible for releasing either the DNC emails or both the DNC emails and the Podesta emails, okay? Now, we know this because a private investigator named Rod Wheeler came out and said that there's evidence that he was in communication with WikiLeaks. We also know that Julian Assange, a year ago, basically said Seth Rich was the leaker, okay?
Yeah.
He did it in a roundabout way, and the only reason why he did it in a roundabout way is because it's WikiLeaks' policy to never reveal who their sources are.
Yeah, right.
So he can't come out and just say, yes, 100% Seth was the leaker, because that would hurt their business, it would hurt their brand,
yep.
and it would place fear in a potential future leakers from doing so. So that's why he can't fully come out and say it. But he basically did say, in a roundabout way, that Seth Rich was the leaker, and he offered a reward for anyone that could provide tips that will lead to, you know, solving his murder. Now, the reason why this really piqued my interest is because I firmly believe that Seth Rich's murder is tied to sex trafficking. Okay? And at the minimum, if he indeed leaked not just the DNC emails, but the Podesta emails, at the minimum, it's tied to Seth Rich because he knew about it.
Yeah.
If he leaked the Podesta emails, then he knows about the pedophilia. Mm-hmm. He knows about the sex trafficking, okay? Now, I think there's more ties than that. But at the minimum, I think he at least knew that that was going on. And from everything that I've been told about Seth Rich, and I have a lot of sources on him, he was a wonderful person. He was a good person. He had a good heart. He loved children. And he was not okay with corruption. And he would not have been okay with raping children. He would not be okay with people who are involved with the rape and torture of little kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So if he did indeed find out that this was going on and got a hold of the Podesta emails, this could be the reason that he leaked the emails.
Yeah. Yeah. He would have felt a moral responsibility to do something about it and therefore turn these things over so that they could be exposed. And yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I truly believe that Seth Rich knew about the sex trafficking. And I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole, but let's just say that I think that Seth Rich knew about the sex trafficking, and I think that when he found out about it, it was very personal to him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can conclude from that a pretty clear statement. You also posted an article recently, about 4 days ago, Liz, where you discussed the fact that evidence in the Seth Rich case is disappearing. Now, why in the world would evidence begin to disappear? And how is that even possible if law enforcement in charge of this investigation, if it's all above board?
So Seth Rich was murdered, and they're trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
And the cover-up is so massive that we literally have the D.C. police trying to cover it up. And again, I want to clarify this. Not every police officer is bad.
Correct.
Not everyone in the D.C. police unit is bad. I do not believe that. But there are bad people in the D.C. police department that know the truth about Seth. They know it was a hit. And they are actively working to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the D.C. police. I've been told from many sources that it's the DNC, it's the mayor, and it's police officers and the D.C. police chief. Yeah. They are all actively working to cover up Seth Rich's murder investigation because he wasn't robbed and it was a hit.
Yeah.
And he was targeted because they found out that he was the WikiLeaks leaker.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that were involved in this murder. And let me tell you, when the truth finally comes out about Seth Rich's murder, we're going to see many people thrown in jail. Okay?
Yeah.
Not just one person. There were lots of people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people with very powerful positions within government, within the DNC. I mean, it was a sloppy hit.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of cooks involved, way too many cooks in the kitchen on this one. They made a lot of mistakes. And there's even more people involved in the cover-up. And so that's why it was such a sloppy job. They are scrambling desperately to try to cover up their tracks because it was such a sloppy hit. And it's just a mess. I mean, it's so... Look, I was a police officer. I'm sorry, I wasn't a police officer. I was a police reporter. So I covered the police beat. My first job as a journalist 20 years ago was I covered the police beat for the Chicago Tribune City Newswire, okay?
Interesting.
So, okay, yeah. So, look, I've covered police for years. Like, I'm very familiar with covering murders and local crimes. I did a lot of gang-related shootings in Chicago. And as someone with a lot of experience working with police and covering police investigations and murder investigations. This investigation reeks so bad. I have never seen such ridiculousness in my entire life as a journalist. I mean, the police, first of all, refused to investigate the murder. Let's just start with this, okay?
Yeah.
Seth Rich, the last place he was spotted before he was murdered was a bar in D.C., okay? The police never bothered to go to the bar and interview one person at the bar. Not one staff member, not anyone that was there that night. In addition to that, they didn't ask for, there's a security camera there. So, like Seth Rich is at a bar and then 2 hours later he's dead or he's, you know, he's shot. Maybe he was hanging out with the person who shot him. So you would think detective work 101 would be go to the bar, talk to the people that saw him, find out what time he left, get his receipt, get a timestamp, and then look at the surveillance video to see who he was with.
Right.
Maybe he was with the person that shot him. The police did none of that.
Wow.
None of that.
Unbelievable.
Not only did they not investigate this murder, they went out of their way to not investigate this murder. And now they're going out of their way to suppress evidence, possibly delete evidence. You know, you mentioned that my most recent story about Seth Rich is that evidence is getting deleted.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the police that's deleting the evidence, okay? There's evidence getting deleted. It could be someone from the DNC. It could be a random hacker. It could be police. I don't know. But what I do know for sure about the police is that they are refusing to release evidence that they're required to release under law. So, for example, they won't even release the medical examiner report that states why he died. And again, I used to work with police. I used to go to the morgue every single day to get the new medical examiner cases. I physically, in Chicago, would drive to the morgue at 5 a.m. every morning to get the new medical examiner cases because if it was a murder or if there was a strange death, that could be a story.
Yeah, yeah.
I have never in my life heard of a police department refusing to release the medical examiner report.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
And it's illegal. And that's why they're being sued. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just, it's so obvious that they didn't investigate this murder. It's so obvious that they're covering it up. It's clear as day that they're not releasing evidence. And it's horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrifying that we are living in a country that we think that we have a wonderful justice system, and we think we have free speech and free press. No, we don't.
Right. That's right.
It has gotten so corrupted, and everyone should be horrified because Seth Rich could have been your son.
Yep.
He could have been your boyfriend. He could have been your best friend.
Yep.
And if it could happen to him, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Liz. We're living in an America that isn't. Let's be clear about this, folks. America is no longer. The American government, at least, is no longer by the people, and it certainly isn't for the people. Those days are long over. Situations just like this that Liz has been covering and reporting on give us a perfect example or illustration to point to and say things like this pretty much show us that those that are doing the cover-up are guilty as sin. They know something's going on, and they're not going to divulge it for whatever reason. My suspicion is that those that are pulling the strings, those that have the power to make them be quiet, are telling them you will not release it, and we'll see where the lawsuit goes and go from there. And that's just astounding in America when we're supposed to have free access to information, a free press, but of course, again, that died a long time ago.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you know what? I will tell you this. The truth is going to come out.
Yes.
And there's actually more evidence that's going to come out tomorrow. I was talking to one of my sources. There's more information coming out tomorrow. And, you know, regardless if I'm on this, if you're on this, it's God's will for this evil to be exposed.
Yeah.
And it's God's will for it to be exposed now.
Yeah.
Okay? The sex trafficking, the corruption with our government, the murders, the hit jobs, this has been going on way too long. God is furious.
Yeah.
This is not what he wanted for us.
Yeah.
This is not what he wanted for this planet, and this is not what he wanted for humans. He wants people to be happy and to live in peace. He's furious.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, everything that's been kept in darkness for decades is all coming to light now.
Yeah.
And it cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I could decide tomorrow that I'm going to stop doing all this work and I'm going to move to the Caribbean and just write books, okay, about, you know, whatever. Like, and guess what? Like, even though there's, like, I'm like the practically the only one that, like, at least that still has mainstream media ties that's covering it, sadly, that's covering this stuff. I mean, there's lots of people, thank God, in the alternative media that's covering this stuff. But, you know, you could decide not to do this work tomorrow. I could decide to stop doing this work. It doesn't matter. This is God's will. And this stuff is going to come out. And he's already, like you said, he's already pulling back the curtain.
Yep.
And now is the time for these pedophiles to be exposed. And they're going to have to face God's wrath. They're all going to be brought down. And people are going to be forced to learn the truth, deal with the truth. And the people that have turned their back on these children, okay, and on these institutions that have allowed this to happen, like the mainstream media, like the CNNs of the world, they're going to have to look themselves in the mirror, okay, and they're going to have to say a lot of prayers and repent, because some of the biggest problems that we're facing today are not, don't get me wrong, these pedophiles are horrible people. They're the most evil people on the planet. But these people are sociopaths. These people will never have any remorse. They'll never change. They're evil people. They're not real. They don't have souls. They'll never change. The people that I believe are doing a huge disservice to the society are the people that do have consciences, the people that do have souls, the people that do know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
And they know that this is going on, but they're freaking turning a blind eye to this.
Yeah, they are.
Okay?
Yeah.
Those are the people that I have the biggest problems with. Look, there are so many people in the mainstream media, and I know a lot of them, and they know that the mainstream media is covering up the sex trafficking. It's not just that they're not covering sex trafficking, they're covering it up.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
They are actively covering it up, and they're also actively covering up Seth Rich's murder. I don't understand how people could go to work every day and get some big paycheck from an institution like CNN when they know that CNN is covering up the rape, torture, and murder of infants.
Yeah.
To me, I'd rather starve to death. I would rather be poor on the street than take that kind of blood money from a company that is complicit in this evil.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I'm trying to focus on exposing and shaming. And, you know, I think the public kind of needs to put pressure on people in the mainstream media to do the right thing.
Yes.
You know, you tweet them, send them messages on Facebook.
Yeah.
Tell them, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't President Trump is talking about sex trafficking? You know, he's the president of the United States. You know, when he gets two scoops of ice cream, everybody talks about it.
Yeah.
But when he talks about children being raped and tortured, no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
People need to get loud. They need to hold the media accountable. They need to tweet. They need to get vocal. They need to be talking about this stuff. Because I am telling you, if these people that know that this is going on and they're just sitting back and they're getting their posh paychecks and their cubicle at CNN, like, they're gonna have to face God's judgment for that.
They absolutely,
because they're allowing this to happen.
Yeah, that's absolutely,
and that's why it's gone on for so long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been encouraged, Liz, by some of the associations that you are making in this
this effort to expose what's going on and bring these people to justice. I know that Doug and Joe Hagman are doing a great thing by, I think it was, and you can correct me, but it was just recently you were on a roundtable discussion. I think Craig Sawyer was involved, and
yeah,
Melissa Zachariah, I believe, also.
Yes.
Yeah, she goes by Honeybee on Twitter,
yeah,
folks.
She's great.
Yeah, you can follow her. And well, by the way, folks, Liz is very active on Twitter. If you want to keep up with what she's doing and what she's writing about and the things that come across her radar, then you need to follow Liz on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, Liz?
Yeah, my Twitter handle is at Liz Crokin. So it's just at Liz, C-R-O-K-I-N.
Okay.
And I tweet all day, every day about pedo-gate arrests, about Seth Rich. You know, right before we got on the phone, I just posted a story about a leader in the GOP from Georgia who was just thrown in jail for raping kids, and he got a life sentence.
Oh, my.
So this is good news because what I've been telling to people, what I've been trying to explain to people, is that the first rounds of arrests that we saw for the sex trafficking and pedo-gate, they were more lower-level people. And what they're doing is they're arresting the more lower-level people first to get information on the people at the top of the sex trafficking rings, okay? And in the most recent weeks, we're starting to see people of higher echelons get arrested. So we're talking politicians, we're talking people in the military, FBI, professors. I mean, we're talking people that are more middle to upper class. So we are getting closer to the head of the snake. And the head of the snake is going to be people that are in the highest levels of government. They are CEOs of companies. They are extremely wealthy billionaires, you know, A-listers, celebrities in entertainment. Those are the people at the top of these rings. And for people that don't think this is happening, or they're starting to lose hope that there won't be any big arrest with some of these, you know, bigger names at the top, don't give up hope. Don't give up faith, because it's happening. And if you go to my Twitter feed and if you go to my Facebook page and you see the, you know, what I've been posting, you will see that the first arrest that we started to see were more lower level people. But just today, someone who was a GOP leader, a politician, was thrown in prison for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good news, because this means that, you know, we're not going to be able to get this cancer eradicated from our society if we don't get the people at the top, if we don't cut off the head of the snake.
Yeah,
it'll never end.
Yeah,
it'll never end. We can't just get these lower level people. We're getting there. Trump's getting there. The DOJ is getting there. They're starting to narrow in on these higher level people. And from what I'm hearing, and I'm praying to God this is true, knock on wood right now, we're going to see some really big names go down very soon. One in particular that I can't wait for.
Well, certainly we should be praying for that, folks, that the Lord will expose this evil that has really just captured the heart of our leadership. And as Liz has already said, this, when I'm talking leadership, I'm talking civic, and I'm talking business, and I'm talking in Washington, D.C. And I agree with you, Liz. I think people are going to be absolutely shocked when this starts coming down. And it is a house of cards. It is a house of cards.
Oh, absolutely.
And when it begins to fall, people are going to start naming names, and I don't really want to go down this path too much, or we'll never get to these other subjects. But a lot of this pedophilia is directly related to satanic ritual abuse, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The majority of people who are pedophiles, if not all of them, are Satanists.
Yeah.
Look, I have been studying this nonstop since the Podesta emails have come out, and one of my closest friends was an SRA victim, and, you know, she told me about her abuse, like, years ago. So, you know, I've known about this for a while, but even someone like myself who has studied this just incessantly for months now, a normal person will never truly be able to understand this, okay? It's just impossible to fathom. If you're a good person, if you're evil, if you have a soul, you'll never be able to understand why or how, like, anyone could do that to a little kid. It's just unfathomable, and that's probably the reason why it's taken so long for the public to wake up to it, because it's so hard to believe that anyone, that even one person could be capable of it, let alone, like, you know, tons of people that are like running the world. But they're these people. Yes, they are Satanists, and they truly believe that doing these satanic rituals, the rape, the torture, gives them power. It gives them power, and it's like a drug to them. And I mean, again, this is why I've learned through my research and the way it's been explained to me. They do a lot of the rape and torture as part of a ritual, and they do black magic and all that kind of stuff, and they feed off of the fear that they put in these children. It gives them energy, it gives them power, and they also believe that drinking the blood and the cannibalism keeps them young. And, you know, to some people this sounds crazy, like, this is so pie in the sky, and it is crazy. But what do we have going on now in Hollywood? Like, what's one of the newest trends? Vampire facials. Blood facials, you know. And I've actually, just in the past two weeks, I've seen a lot of articles pop up talking about how drinking young blood has all these health benefits. Now, this is not a coincidence. These pedophile satanic elites are trying, see, they know that the walls are caving in on them. They know that they're being exposed. They know that people are starting to figure out what they're up to, that they've been doing these satanic rituals, that they're raping kids and they're drinking blood. I mean, in the Podesta emails, they talked about the spirit cooking. It's no secret that they are doing this stuff anymore. So they know that they can't hide this for much longer. So their backup plan is, okay, now that people know that we do these crazy, creepy things, we have to normalize it to continue get away with it. What we're now seeing in the media is, we saw a CNN host eat a human brain on one of the shows. It's amazing.
It is.
We're seeing them talk about writing articles about the benefits of drinking blood. And what else are we seeing? They're normalizing pedophilia.
That's right.
I posted on Twitter a story from the BBC saying that pedophiles should not be condemned.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're seeing it more and more.
These people are saying that raping and torturing little kids, oh, you know, you shouldn't condemn people that do that. They are very aggressively trying to normalize pedophilia, drinking blood, cannibalism, all their satanic behavior. It's all there. It's all there. People can go on my Twitter page or just do research yourself. Go to Google. Don't take my word for it. It's all out there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's a good point, Liz. The mainstream media is trying to normalize all of this behavior. If you can imagine such depravity, trying to normalize this, it's a wonder that folks aren't just marching on these network headquarters and demanding that this insanity, this demonic inspired reporting comes to an end immediately. People should be in an uproar. Pull the plug on your TV. Do something. It's just crazy what's happening. That's a very good point. I want to touch on the recent assassination attempt of Congressman Scalise, and I know that it's proper journalistic etiquette to say the suspected shooter, James Hodgkinson.
Mm-hmm.
The media is spinning this as he was just a deranged person. Although I have to say, Liz, I found it a bit surreal to hear the talking heads confess and report, even if it was with sober countenances, that Hodgkinson was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he was also members of groups, Facebook groups, you know, take down the Republican Party, this, that, and the other thing. Well, the media latched on to that and presented that as the reason that the shooter attempted to murder Scalise and some other congressional staffers. But you've got an interesting perspective on that, because Scalise, just prior to the shooting, maybe days before, he had come out very boldly and strongly against sex trafficking, hadn't he?
Yes. He is one of the members of Congress that's aggressively working to end human trafficking. And he had just recently posted a video on YouTube talking about sex trafficking and talking about legislation that the House had passed that he was encouraging, you know, the Senate to turn into law about human trafficking and how we could really go after these pedophile predators. And also, you know, he was talking about this, how this legislation will help protect victims and give them help. And another member of Congress that was on the field with him just wrote an op-ed in a publication based in Cincinnati talking about how sex trafficking is, and this is, I quote, this was the title of the article, how sex trafficking is as easy as ordering a pizza.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something. It is no coincidence that he titled that piece
right.
and used the word pizza, okay?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something else. It's also not a coincidence that right after Trump was sworn into office, what happened? The Office of Homeland Security put out a PCA about human trafficking, and the very first scene in that PCA, I don't know if you're aware of this or if you've seen this PCA, the very first scene about human trafficking was someone leaving a pizza parlor.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Let me tell you something. President Trump and these members of Congress, they know Pizzagate is real.
Yeah.
They know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they are making these references to pizza. This is their way of fighting back, and this is their way of saying, we know what you're doing, and we're going after you.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something else. After Scalise was shot, what did some members of the DNC send to his staff that day? They sent them pizza.
Oh, my heavens. Had not heard that, Liz.
These people are sick.
Wow.
These people are psychopaths. That's their way of saying, we targeted him because of Pizzagate, and you guys better watch out, because we'll do the same thing to you that we did to him if you don't back off the sex trafficking. That's what this is all about, and a lot of people aren't connecting these dots. But let me tell you, it is no mistake that a member of Congress that has been one of the most vocal members of Congress to go after sex trafficking was targeted. And let me tell you something else. He was brought to the same hospital that Seth Rich was brought to. And by the way, Seth Rich should have lived. When he was brought to the hospital, he came out of surgery. He was fine. He was talking to people. The surgeons were shocked that he ended up dying. There's a working theory that thugs came in and finished the job. He should not have died.
Man.
Now, Representative Scalise was at the same hospital. President Trump went to visit him, and guess what? President Trump brought his own personal doctor. Now, why do you think President Trump would bring his own personal doctor? Because he knows.
Yeah.
He knows that they tried to kill him, that this was strategic, and he knows the truth about Seth Rich. I know for a fact that President Trump knows the truth about Seth Rich. He knows what's going on. He knows about all of this, okay? So he brought his own personal doctor to protect Scalise because he knows that this wasn't some random crazed person, that there was, that this was a very strategic, targeted hit by the deep state. And let me tell you something else about this shooter, okay? If you look at all the people who have assassinated some leaders in history, you know, look at someone like JFK, Ronald Reagan, even John Lennon. If you study the characteristics of these shooters, they all have a lot in common, okay? And again, I like to stick with the facts because I don't want to confuse people or to go too far down the rabbit hole.
Right.
But let me tell you, this shooter, he was operating for someone. He was not a lone wolf, and he was not just a random crazy person. I've done a lot of research on this person, and he has all the signs of being let's just say he has all the signs of being a tool of the deep state.
Yeah.
Who has been completely manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be the first time they've done it.
That's a fact. That's a yes. fact. And it's no coincidence he ended up dead at the scene.
I'm sorry, what?
There was no coincidence that he ended up dead, shot dead.
Oh, yeah, how convenient.
Yes.
And let me tell you something else. And again, I don't want to go too down the rabbit hole, but let me tell you something else. Him and his wife were foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they worked through CPS. And they had some foster kids that have killed themselves.
Oh, my.
Guess what CPS is?
What is CPS?
CPS is a front for sex trafficking.
Oh, my.
No kidding. CPS is a front for sex trafficking. And let me tell you something else. And again, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but this, the reality winner leaker, that reality winner girl that leaked and was thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about her. Her parents were foster parents. Her parents worked for CPS. Her parents praised CPS. Are you seeing the themes here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So sex trafficking ties into a lot of what's going on here. And sex trafficking ties into so many scandals that we have going on in our government. And let me tell you, people who are victimized by government sex trafficking, they are programmed. They are used, and this is kind of hard to explain, and again, you have to really do a lot of research to understand this, but the sexual abuse in the satanic rituals, you know, part of it is for these pedos to get power, and, you know, they believe in all this Luciferian stuff.
Yeah.
But also, the abuse is used to create mind-controlled slaves.
Yes.
That get programmed to do whatever the programmer wants them to do. And there's a lot of literature about it out there, and we see a lot of this going on in Hollywood. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Why do you, it's not a coincidence that a lot of these Hollywood celebrities that are pushing this crazy leftist agenda.
Right.
All have mental breakdowns.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. Absolutely true. And you can see that, and you just wonder how could someone who has you know, lived as long as many of them have and seen as many things as they have and been exposed to all the politics that they've been exposed to and still believe as crazily as, I mean, way beyond leftist, progressives, Marxists. I'm talking crazy left, crazy
yeah.
liberal, and it makes you wonder, how could they? I mean, it's just not rational, the
no,
things that many of them believe. There's no logic behind it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are programmed, a lot of them are brainwashed, a lot of them are sexually abused. I was in a documentary exposing the sexual assault problems, the sex crime problems, and the sexual abuse problems that go on in Hollywood. And one of the women that was featured on the show, she's this amazing woman, total survivor. She was a rape victim, and she was raped by a very powerful executive in the music business. And what they did and what they do is they bring in talent at a very young age, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they bring these kids with talent in at a very young age, and they prefer finding children from broken homes, from poor homes,
yes.
Children that are in vulnerable mm-hmm. positions
yeah.
because they want people that are desperate, that need the money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So what happened with her, she came from this poor family, and she had a lot of talent, and she got a record deal at a very young age. Like I want to say 15, and this was like decades ago. So I think that was $1 million record deal. So back then,
oh, wow.
That's a ton of money.
Sure. Yeah.
What happened? They offered her the $1 million record deal, and the parents signed the contract. Within days of them signing the contract, what the executive at the music company raped her.
Mm.
Okay. So that's what they do. They offer you all this money and a contract and blah, blah, mm. blah, and then immediately after, they start the abuse. Now, yeah. Thankfully for her, her parents pulled her out immediately. They moved away, you know, but that's normal for that business.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how they control these celebrities. Like, this is real. Look at Kesha. Kesha came out and talked about how her producer raped her, I believe it routinely, and she went to court, and what happened? The judge ruled in the producer's favor, and he said that she had to continue working with him. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier, that these people are strategically put in positions of power to protect the pedophiles and the rapists.
Yeah.
Cash is a perfect example.
Yeah.
So what they do is they give you they dangle the bait, they give you the record deal, they promise you millions of dollars. The second you sign the deal, they pull the bait and switch, they start the sexual abuse, and the sexual abuse is a tool to control you. It's a tool to brainwash you, it's a tool to mind control you. Yeah. And that's why you see so many of these celebrities acting nuts, because they are sex crime victims.
Mm.
It's yeah. rampant. You know, when Corey Feldman goes on and talks about how pedophilia is Hollywood's biggest problem,
mm-hmm.
he's 1,000% right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, Liz, I think we're probably going to have to circle back and touch down on this subject again, because there's so
Absolutely.
Much more. You are a blessing and a pleasure to chat with, and I appreciate the depth of your understanding and the coverage. It can't be pleasant to cover this continually and be exposed to all of these atrocities. And so I'm going to encourage folks that are listening to this, and I certainly will, as the Lord reminds me, I will be praying for you, Liz, to maintain a sanity, to maintain a focus, and to
Thank
understand
you.
That you've been given this assignment for a reason. So I pray that the Lord will strengthen you in it, that he will protect you and show you favor to continue to uncover these things. Thanks for being on the show with me today, Liz. It's really been a good chat.
Thank you so much. And I just thank you so much for giving me this platform, because like I said, you know, no one covers this stuff. I mean, at least no one in the mainstream media. And it's so important to get this information out there. So I just really appreciate you giving me the airtime to expose what's going on and, you know, help these children and yes. help bring these disgusting demons down.
Yes, yes. And folks, if you'd like to support Liz's work, you can go. I believe there's on your Twitter account, there's a place where they can go to support you on PayPal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take advantage of that if you appreciate what Liz is doing. And you can find her columns on Hagmann Report under her byline. So go there and check those out as well. And Liz, we'll do this again soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek Him.